CNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is December 28th, 2013, and we're almost through this year, and by gosh, what a year it has been. I'm your host, as usual. My sister is sick, you know, as usual. I think she's home with the flu. She's sick, you know, anyway.
Just the thought of recapping 2013 is enough to make anybody sick.
Yeah, that'll make you ill. You know, I'm not sure if 14 is going to be any better, but we have high hopes. And so I'm here with Bob Martin in the studio, as usual. Well, not as usual. Usually it's Savannah, but Bob's here the last couple weeks there.
Yeah, Savannah will be back next week. So, as sure. Always, great sitting in with you this morning, Mark.
Very good, very good. We are streaming worldwide. I forgot my mouse at home, so I'm a little slow on the draw here. You're listening to KCNR 1460. This is State of Jefferson Radio, a no-fear radio. Take your pick. And you can call in if you would like to at 530-605-4567. And also, you can go to the chat room at kcnr.com and get on there if you want. It's going to be a little slow today. Linda's not here, and, you know, I don't have my mouse, so I'm not functioning at 100% here, but that's just fine. Where should we go today to start with? Well, let's look at what's happening on We the People. Tomorrow, I believe, is going to be having you know who they're having, Bob?
Yeah, Dr. James Enstrom is having a return visit with us tomorrow. He's the UCLA professor, the former UCLA professor who got fired for blowing the whistle on one of his fellow faculty members for being on the CARB board and having a conflict of interest.
Oh, gee, that's just, I'm shocked. It's shocking that anybody would get fired for blowing the whistle these days. It's like unbelievable. You know, what's going on out there is just crazy across the board. I mean, I've got a couple of reports that we can go into in a minute or two here. But, yeah, it's getting to the point where it's just almost off the charts, ridiculous. The lawlessness and the left-leaning Marxism slant that we seem to have across the board out there. So that should be
mixed
an interesting
in with the,
show.
Chicago-style thug politics.
yeah, the
quite a combination.
Quite a combination, a communist Caponish Marxist type deal. We're also on Monday night having at the Reading meeting, Reading Tea Party at the Bonnyview Baptist Fellowship. That's 2570 South Bonnyview. We'll be having Sheriff Tom Basanko, so that should be interesting. We can get update on a lot of different things, I'm assuming, at that point. And so let's see. Where do we want to start here? Gosh, I have, like I say, without the mouse, it's unbelievable how you get used to a mouse, and then it's difficult to maneuver around.
It's like oxygen. You don't miss it until you don't have it.
That's exactly right. So, well, I guess I'll tell it's not a quote here, but, you know, we'll start with that. If lawyers are disbarred and clergymen are defrocked, then doesn't it follow that electricians can be delighted, musicians should be denoted, cowboys deranged, models deposed, tree surgeons debarked, and dry cleaners depressed? So maybe that'll lighten the mood going into the new year.
Like,
you know,
that.
Yeah, I kind of did too. That's why I brought it up here. If FedEx and UPS were to merge, would they call it FedUp? Well, that's kind of the theme of our program. Are you guys fed up out there yet? Have you had enough? Or do you want some more of this lawless administration and its bully tactics? So, let's see. Let's go with, let's play our first, little clip there, Bob. And that'll get the ball rolling here.
This is how to talk like Barack Obama.
Now, class, a short lesson on how to talk like Barack Obama and become president. First, you stretch out the first few words of your sentence and then cut off the last word short. Be sure to raise your voice at the beginning of the sentence and then lower it at the end. Now, to demonstrate, President Barack Obama.
As I've said time and time again, I have no real experience or accomplishments, but I talk good. Make no mistake, the country is bankrupt and has high unemployment. But I talk good. You're going to be paying higher taxes, waiting in line for the doctor, and paying higher health care insurance premiums. So what? I talk good.
This lesson brought to you by the U.S. Citizens Association. If you want to help run more ads like this, join us today. Go to uscitizensassociation.com. Membership is free.
There you have it. So we have a guy who talks good, but doesn't seem to do very well with policy, unless you are under the impression that maybe we are leading into a statist Marxist takeover of our government, which I'm inclined to believe is true, because you can't be this inept for this long and make this many mistakes by accident. And it kind of comes to what I'm talking about here with this first article. Reddick joins LA Times in banning skeptics from climate debate. So the LA Times basically comes out, this is written on December 24th, Tuesday. Reddick, the giant aggregator of social, political, and entertainment news, which boasts that is the front page of the internet, is taking flack for its announcements, announcing it now bans all climate deniers from its science forum. So in other words, what you got here is you got the LA Times and these newspapers, the local newspapers, the local TV. Anybody that disagrees with climate change just gets banned. They just you don't get a platform to talk from. The only place you can even talk about this stuff, it seems like, anymore is on the internet. If you're not a climate warming kind of guy, guess what? They just black you out. Does that sound familiar on anything at all out there?
Yes, what do they do when they don't want to debate facts? They declare the debate over with.
Yeah, it's all over with. I'm listening to some, I'm trying to think of a nice
word. Especially when they don't have the facts on their side.
Well, that's it. It's like the, I'm listening to Fox News and there's some shill on there that says, it's over with, Obamacare's law and it can't be changed. Just get used to it. Well, let me see. The Second Amendment's law too, isn't it?
Why, Obama changes it himself every other week.
And yeah, every time he decides he doesn't like a deadline, he just changes it. So it's only law and it can't be changed if it's their law. And, so these guys are just the master manipulators. It's unethical. They're intellectual dishonesty is so over the top. It's absolutely insane. And why people continue to buy it just amazes me to no end. So, it's just getting ridiculous. So that's kind of the deal. Anytime you disagree with the leftist, Marxist, communist, regime, oppressive guys that say that they're, open to debate, only they're really not, they just black you out. So let's moving right along. I have another story here before we go to the break. And this is FBI Key and Border Agent Terry Slang. In other words, somebody has blown the whistle here. A federal agent who exposed the Justice Department's flawed gun trafficking investigation known as Operation Fast and Furious says the FBI, and this, by the way, comes from the Republic Air in Arizona. You can go to azcentral.com. A federal agent exposed these guys and says that the FBI played a key role in events leading to the 2010 murder near Nogales, Arizona, of a U.S. Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry. John Dobson, a special agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. I guess they added explosives now. I didn't know there was an either. Contends that the bandits who killed Brian Terry were working for FBI operatives and were sent to the border to do a drug ripoff using intelligence from the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration. So here we have, again, another cover-up. It's just starting to come out. So the FBI is involved in this thing, but the powers that be don't know anything. Eric Holder doesn't know anything. You know, Obama doesn't know anything. And there's no cover up, even though the FBI was the ones that sent these guys over and they're the ones that killed Brian Terry. You know, it's getting to the point where if you believe anything that comes out of the mainstream news, lapdog media, you know, and that includes our local stations and our local newspaper as well. I think we need to protest these guys because, you know, they should be called Pravda, because they don't tell the truth about anything or they don't investigate anything. They're the cut and paste news, organizations that, you know, gee, if it's not leaning left, it can't be true. So anyway, I think, you got something to say there, Bob.
No, I just had another host bail on me for today.
Oh.
Happens a lot this time of year.
It's one of those days. So anyway, let's go to a break and then we'll come back with some more stuff and we'll just see what we can do with this hour. But call in if you can, if you want to talk or you have any comments or if you're really mad about any of these things as well as, you know, as much as I am. Okay. With that, we'll go to a break.
Go find a network won't to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country. Well, it used to be easy to get a place, build a house. Now the EPA said no, that's the home of the blue mouse. Don't tread on me.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah. makes your wife proud. Lord, bury the bitter ones. Wife and clinging to faith that defends. Hope for the change of the hope of the
Yeah, there you have it. That's could be our new anthem these days, you know, Obama the Messiah. He's going to make our lives all better. Just give us all your money, give us all your guns, everybody be happy, right? Yeah, that's
that's on YouTube. That's called the Obama National Anthem.
There you have it. I mean, yeah, is anybody I just read a thing saying here that 72% of Americans now are starting to think that big government is the biggest threat to their prosperity, happiness, and their lives now. But let's just keep going with this. Let's roll on with Obamacare, you know. Hey, no problem. We'll just keep going on with this thing. It doesn't matter if anybody likes it. It doesn't matter. It's still the law, you know, and you can't get out of it because changing the law once it's in place, you can't repeal anything. You can't amend the Constitution. Well, wait a minute. You know, yes, you can. You know, but we're going to be doing it by revolt here pretty soon is where we're headed. And here's an example. I'm looking at the naturalnews.com. You know, and the headline here is California doctors revolt against Obamacare. 70% say they will boycott Obamacare. Now, so you get to keep your doctor, okay? You get to keep your insurance, only there's no doctors and all the insurance companies are out of business. So do you think maybe the plan is single payer? Nah, it couldn't happen. I mean, our fearless leader, you know, he wouldn't lead us astray. He would never lie to us, would he?
No comment.
You can't really say that with a straight face, can you? So I'm looking at this. Thanks to Obamacare, now finally every American, every American will have access to quality medical care, which of course is their right. Now, let me talk about that for a second. You know, a right is, okay, do you have a right to food? Well, yeah, I mean, you would think, hey, it sounds good. Everybody should have food. I'm not saying everybody shouldn't have food. What I'm saying is food is not a right. It's a commodity. If it's a right, then what you do is you can go out to every farmer in the valley and say, hey, give me some rice now, or give me some corn now, or give me some beets now. Because what you've essentially done is you've made all the farmers your slave. Or slave to the government is the way they like to put it, because then they control the means of production and the means of distribution. This is called communism. Really a bad way to go because it fails every single time, because what happens is nobody wants to work anymore, because if the government can come in and take everything, control everything, and, you know, of course they're doing this all in our best interest, just like, you know, they've taken away the pensions from the veterans. Okay, so now they're cutting into their pensions, they're cutting into their retirement funds, they're cutting into their pay. And I'm sure that Mr. Obama and his wife are sacrificing right now in Hawaii on the beach by the Grand Sheraton drinking Mai Tais, probably not with each other, but, you know, that's another story. So, you know, what do you think? I mean, do you have a right to healthcare? No. Healthcare is a commodity. It's not a commodity. It's a service that is provided to you by doctors that went to school, that studied, that learned how to provide this service. So if you go back to the example of the farmer, what happens when you say, you have to give me healthcare, it's my right? Well, essentially, you just made slaves out of all the doctors, because now they have to do what they're told, deliver services. Now, what kind of incentive do you think that gives doctors to study? You know, this has been over. I mean, this has been tried over and over again. I mean, why we keep buying into this crap? Oh, maybe it's because we have a media that doesn't report anything except that capitalism is bad and communism is good. That seems to be the word of the day these days. Although we don't call it that, we call it social. It used to be, you know, when you called Obama a socialist, hey, you were, he's not a socialist. Okay, now we've graduated. Now, socialism is good. Now, for, you know, 5 years into the program, hey, he's a, but if you call him a communist or a Marxist, oh, he's not a communist or a Marxism. But wait a minute. You know, socialism is just a, you know, it's like halfway down the path to Marxism. So why can't we call him a communist anymore? Well, maybe he's not a communist either. Maybe he's a Muslim. I don't know. All I'm saying is the media doesn't invest in again. We don't even know if this guy's an American. You know, we've got that coming up too. So let's getting back off my rant here. We don't know if anybody's listening anyway, so, you know, we'll just keep talking. You know, it's Saturday morning, Shasta County, almost 8:30. Everybody's getting geared up for the new tax hikes and Obamacare, and, you know, we got a whole new year coming up and a better world, and Obama's promised us everything and life is going to be good, right?
So are you up to speed on all of the tax changes?
I'm working on it right now. I mean, I've got quite a few of them figured out. But, you know, the tax changes are going to shock people when it finally hits home that, oh, it's not free. You know, it's like, really? What did you know? Well, it's not a right, you see, because if it was free, it would be a right possibly because, but where would you get it? Okay, if it's a right, who delivers that free care from where?
Oh, wait a minute. It's not a tax. It's a fee. Oh, wait. The Supreme Court said it's a tax.
Fee, tax fee. You know, tomato, tomato, potato, potato, slavery, freedom. You know, I mean, it's all the same stuff, right?
You say tax, I say fee.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all garbage is what it is. It's all doublespeak. This is right out of Orwellian stuff. Oh, you know, it reminds me of the old thing with the Eddie Murphy movie. You ever see the Eddie Murphy movie? I think it's New York Vampire, whatever the name it was. And he's up there and he's talking to the crowd and he's going, if it wasn't for evil, there would be no good. Therefore, evil is good. And everybody's, yay! I mean, you know, so you got the sheeple out there and they're being groomed, but it's starting to change. Why? Because of the internet, a lot of different sources of media. We've got how many radio programs up here in the North State that are saying, hey, wait a minute. How come we don't get this reported out of the wretched fleshlight and the KCNR, and they talk about everything except what's important, like the budget, and we're broke, and let's talk about Duck Dynasty. You know, I'm on the Robertson side, but at the same time, I'm not sure that's the biggest issue of the day, considering we're going into a budget deficit thing that's going to implode the country financially.
I did have to marvel at A&E's timing on the announcement the Friday afternoon, which is what you do when you don't want it to get into the news cycle. They quietly announce on Friday afternoon that Phil's suspension has been dropped.
What a shocker! What a shocker. Oh, they wouldn't have gone to any other network and moved their $200 million a year cash cow from A&E because they, you know, should have thought about what they were going to do before they did it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, apparently A&E took a look at the ratings for their 24-hour Duck Dynasty marathon over Christmas, even Christmas.
Yeah, and said, wow, that would be really good on, like, the Sportsman's Channel, right? Yeah, because people are looking at these things and starting to wake up. You got 72% of California saying, hey, you know, the big government's the problem, and we'd like to go back to maybe some values, some morality. You know, Christian morality was a pretty good start. It was the basis of what our country was founded on because, you know, no lying, no stealing, respecting your parents, you know, don't murder people. That's a pretty good basis for a civil society. And, you know, in that model, good is not evil, and evil is not good, and right is not wrong, and, you know, you got some separation here. Now it's just, hey, it feels good, let's do it, whatever, I like it. Okay, so anyway, let's go to a break. We'll come back with another clip, and I'm on a roll. KCNR 1460, home of the free fire. You're listening to Jefferson State Radio.
Long time ago, I can still remember how their protest used to make me smile. 'Cause I knew we could ram it through before they ever had a clue. Then maybe they'd shut up for a while. But the protest grew and made me shiver. Pelosi and Reid could not deliver. Now our push for health care would have to wait till September, October, or next year. I can't remember if I cried when I heard the riot had organized. But something told me deep inside that day, national health care died. Though I lied at every town hall in sight, drove my Chevy across the country trying to put up a fight. But them good old boys were standing right there outside, saying this will be the day that it dies. This will be the day Obamacare dies. Congressmen and senators were getting stoned back home. That's not how it was supposed to be. We used to be treated like the king and queen, and the sweater she borrowed from L.L. Bean, and my voice could part the stormy seas. But now every time I hit the stage, bigger crowds appear in bits of rage. Somewhere down in hell is where my numbers fell. I was blown away by Barb and Buck and the redneck neighbors with their pickup trucks. But I knew I was out of luck the day that hell care died. Even though I lied in every town hall in sight, Chevy across the country trying to put up a fight. Them good old boys were standing right there outside, saying this will be the day that it dies. This will be the day Obamacare dies.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday is a return visit from Dr. James Enstrom, the UCLA professor who, after years of disagreement over California Air Resources Board regulations, was fired for blowing the whistle on a fellow faculty member who was also on the CARB board. We'll get an update on his appeal and learn the latest on CARB this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
If you dare oppose Obama's socialist plan, he'll call you a mob. When end-of-life care is all that he'll provide, and with the pain pill you'll go for a ride. His unionized thugs and his acorn slugs are let in the side door. Obama won't need me, Obama won't feed me when I'm 64. For private health care, we can go to
I think you better kill it there, Bob, because it gets ugly. Go ahead and shut it down.
How much uglier you're getting?
Exactly. So with that, we're back, and this is KCNR 1460. You're listening to Sovereign Minds. I'm Mark Kent. Feel free to call in at 605-45. What is the number? 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you if you're as mad as I am about being forced to buy health care and being forced to into this Obama debacle or not. Maybe you should.
Oh, don't worry. The young people who don't want it, don't need it, and can't afford it will pick up the slack.
Yeah. You know, that kind of brings us to our next little item here. The 14 ways you can be forced to have, you know, get out of being forced to have health care insurance. So there's actually 14 ways that you can get out of having health insurance. This is another example of Obama's lawlessness. We'll just exempt anybody who complains until we get full control of everything, and then we tell everybody what to do. But, you know, he just keeps changing this with, you know, you can get a hardship waiver. So last week, the Obama administration, this comes from Business Insider, by the way. And, you know, anyone whose health plan was canceled due to Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and believes that other plans offered were unaffordable, you know, will receive a hardship waiver. This waiver exempts them from the individual mandate and allows them to purchase a cheaper catastrophic plan that was previously only available to those under the age of 30. So, this just gets, I don't know if anybody understands what the rule of law is about, but, you know, when a guy just, you know, the executive branch just overrules Congress, overrules the Senate, starts passing laws on his own, executive fiat, you got a king. Well, you know, that's okay, I guess, if you've got a good king and evil is good. But what happens when you have a bad king and evil is evil and it gets bad? You know, because they just start passing laws. And it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on at some point.
Oh, that would never happen.
That could never happen. Germany, Russia, Cuba, China, Ukraine, Turkey, Pakistan. No, it couldn't happen. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. 14 ways to get out of it. Okay. If you're homeless, you don't have to have health insurance. But wasn't that what this whole thing was about? Was that you were supposed to, we're supposed to be insuring those 30 million out there that didn't have any health care insurance? So now they can get out of it just by being homeless. Well, that's not going to be a problem the way the economy is going. There's going to be a lot of waivers out there, I believe, this year, just because, they're telling us, oh, the stock market's up. Everything's great. There's no problem. Unemployment is really not 7%. It's only 20 something, but it's all good. It's getting better. And so if you're homeless, that's a way out. If you were evicted in the past 6 months or facing eviction or foreclosure, that's another waiver. If you received a shutoff notice from your utility company, waiver. If you recently experienced domestic violence. So, I'm not highly recommending this, but just go punch your wife in the mouth and guess what? You're out of Obamacare. Probably not a good one to go, because then you're into the, you know, other problems. But at least you won't have to be forced into health insurance. So, if you recently...
So just don't pay your utility bill long enough till you get a shutoff notice, and then you're home free.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's not so hard to get out of Obamacare. You just have to be poor and destitute and living under the bridge and or have no electricity. If you experienced a fire, flood, or other natural human-caused disaster, okay, so fire, flood, probably not human, or other, so what is a other natural human-caused disaster? Really? So what's a, I mean, what is that? That's a pretty wide thing. You know, humans are constantly causing disasters all the time. Obamacare could be thrown into that. So if I'm subject to Obamacare, that's a human disaster. So does that mean I can get out of it? But it has to cause substantial damage to your property. Okay. I'm homeless. I'm out on the street. I've been foreclosed on. I'd say that was a pretty much a natural human disaster. If you filed bankruptcy in the last 6 months, number 7. If you had medical expenses you couldn't pay in the last 24 months, number 8. So if I had some medical expenses that I couldn't pay, I get a waiver? What? I'm just reading it. You guys, what's the...
I thought that was the whole point of health insurance.
That was my thought. I mean, maybe I'm a little thick here. I don't know, but, So we'll have like, you know, next year, 70, 80 million, 100 million people lose all their health insurance so we can insure the people who have waivers because they can't pay their medical expenses in the first place. That makes a lot of sense to me. Okay. If you experience, this is number 9, you experienced unexpected increase in necessary expenses due to caring for an ill, disabled, or aging family member, you're out. If you expect to claim a child as a tax dependent who's been denied coverage in Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program, I thought we didn't have any insurance for these children. I thought they were all being thrown out on the street. They did have a Children's Health Insurance Program called CHIP. And another person is required by court order to give medical support to. So if somebody else is required to give medical support, you got health insurance. As a result of eligibility, an eligibility appeals decision, you're eligible either for number 1, enrollment in a qualified health care plan, that's a QHP for you guys who, you know, wanted the acronyms, through the marketplace, lower cost on your monthly payments, or cost sharing reduction for a time period you weren't enrolled in a QHP through the marketplace. That's just gobbledygook to me. Did anybody even understand that? No.
I was in too much pain. Sorry.
Yeah. So you need a qualified health care plan, but Bob, you're going to get a waiver. I think. Do you make any money, Bob? No, never mind. Sorry.
It's all going for out-of-pocket health expenses at the moment.
And taxes. Out-of-pocket health expenses and taxes. And guess what? If you are not careful, you'll be able to exercise your waiver under homelessness. Okay, so number 12.
So if I don't pay my medical bills, I can get a waiver. Is that what I'm hearing?
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. If you are determined ineligible for Medicaid because your state didn't expand eligibility for Medicaid under the Affordable Health Care Act. So in other words, if they say that you're not, can't get Medicaid, you get a waiver. Number 13, you received a notice saying that your current health insurance plan is being canceled and you consider the other plans available unaffordable. So I had a health care plan. You lied and said I could keep it, which I really couldn't. Okay. And then it got canceled. And then you said that your affordable health care plan, which I can't afford because it's unaffordable, now makes me eligible for a waiver for health care. It's like, you can't make this stuff up, folks. You know? So this guy just off the cuff, we'll just give you a hardship waiver. Anybody who's squeaking right now or squawking or the squeaky wheel, we'll just give them a waiver until we get full control of everything. Here's 14. Then we'll go to a break. You experienced another hardship in obtaining health insurance. You experienced another hardship in obtaining health insurance?
That's anything that the first 13 didn't cover?
I tripped on the way into the health insurance office. I hit the window. It's a hardship. I need a waiver. With that,
I like the end of the year shows when we counted down the top 20 songs instead of the top 20 reasons for a healthcare waiver. It was so much more enjoyable back then.
That's a good one, Bob. I like it. So with that, I think we'll go to a break. You're listening to KCRNR 1460. And, you know, hey, have a lot of fun out there today.
Buck Zolo, guy going by the name of Buck Zolo, has created with Tim Davis, who is my cousin, I will point that out, Obama song parody about all the sort of anti-Obama hatred, and they did it to Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lovers, and it's 50 Ways to Hate Obama, and I think it's very good. Enjoy.
Inside your head, Mitt said to me, the answer is easy if you take it illogically. Come and join me in my mission to mislead. There must be 50 ways to hate Obama. Sarah said this liberal on our freedom will intrude, take away our guns and religion, and outlaw drilling crude. Then she'll repeat herself with a righteous attitude. There must be 50 ways to hate Obama. Every real American knows 50 ways to hate Obama. Just make up the truth, Newt. Follow the Klan and don't need to bitch, Rich. Listen to Hannity. Tune in to Glenn Ben. Turn those brains to mush, mush. Raise the insane McCain. Set the facts free. Just make up the truth, Newt. Follow the Klan and don't need to bitch, Rich. Listen to Hannity. Tune in to Glenn Ben. Make those brains mush, rush. Embrace the insane McCain. Set the facts free. Rove says it grieves him so to see the country in such pain, while Romney and Ryan cast aspersions and campaign. They admit he killed Bin Laden. So would you please explain about the 50 ways? The story of his birth, all the proof ain't come to light. He's a Kenyan, a socialist, went to Harvard, still not bright. But then it hits me, I realize being wrong is the new right. There must be 50 ways to hate Obama. 50 ways to hate Obama.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, having a good time this morning, and hope you are too. I have a story here. This comes from the Canada Free Press. And because a world without America, there is no free world, and that's their title of their headline here. Under the cover and amid the distraction of the Christmas bustle, the guy who wrote this story is Doug Hagman. You can see the full story. It's titled DHS Insider Gives Final Warning. And I kind of was debating whether I wanted to, cover this story or not. But, you know, I'm trying to get the news out there because it doesn't seem like we get the news from our current news guys, the media. And so a lot of people won't touch stories like this, but anyway, undercover and amid distraction of the Christmas bustle, he had his last contact with his source of the Department of Homeland Security, known as Rosebud. His source is leaving his position, retiring along with numerous others who choose to leave this bureaucratic monstrosity. For this contact, my source took unprecedented measures to be certain that the contact was far off the radar of prying government eyes and ears. He was stunned to hear the lengths he employed and even found somewhat annoyed by the inconvenience that his cloak and dagger approach caused. It was necessary, according to my source, because all department heads under the FEMA and DHS are under orders to identify anyone disclosing any information for termination and potential criminal prosecution. So, DHS is a prison-like environment, complete with prison snitches, he said, referring to the search for leaks and leakers. And the warden is obsessed. Ask anyone in DHS. No one trusts anyone else, and whatever sources might be left are shutting up. The threats have been made far exceed anything he's ever seen. Good people are afraid for their lives and the lives of their family. We've all been threatened, and they see the writing on the wall and are leaving. It's not a joke, and this is not any hype. The following is a narrative from his source. Faced with the instruction to take it or leave it and disregard it at your own peril. He added, it's now up to each American to act on the information themselves or suffer the consequences. I've resigned myself to the fact that most Americans will never be convinced of the reality that is taking place right in front of them. That's kind of what we're talking about. Is the economy imploding? Yeah, right in front of our eyes. And just because somebody gets on MSNBC or CNBC and tells you, hey, the stock market's going up, everything's fine, go back to sleep, a lot of people believe that. More and more people are waking up. According to every internal document that this guy's seen and from the few people he's spoken to who understand what's going on, preparations have been finalized to respond to a crisis of unprecedented magnitude with the United States. The response will include the use of lethal force against U.S. citizens under the instruction of Barack Obama. Why? It's the economy, stupid, he began, paraphrasing a campaign slogan coined by James Carville for Bill Clinton's 92 campaign. Just as he disclosed in their first meeting, the crisis will be rooted in an economic collapse. Now, you guys can ignore this at your own peril, and this is coming, we can't verify all this stuff in the sources, but I'll tell you, if this doesn't send a little shiver up your spine with, in light of everything that's going on, you're not paying attention. He told us last year at a time when gold and silver were setting records, one specific indicator that time would be very short is the final smackdown of the metals. Gold and silver will presage the orchestrated economic collapse that is being planned by the bankers of Wall Street. Everybody needs to understand that this is a deliberate collapse of the U.S. economy with the oversight of the White House and the full knowledge of the Justice Department. Everyone seems to be waiting for some big history-making event that will signal the start of the collapse. The fact is that the collapse has already started. It's incremental, like a snowball rolling down a hill. It gets bigger and rolls faster. Well, this snowball is well on its way down the hill. So, anyway, not to sound repetitive, but can't stress this enough, contrary to what you hear, we're already in an economic collapse, except that most people haven't a clue. The big bang comes at the end when the people wake up one morning and can't log into their bank accounts, can't use their ATM cards, and find out that their private pension funds and other assets have been confiscated, he stated. So that is coming from the inside of the Department of Homeland Security. Maybe there's a problem here that we should pay attention to. Let's go back to something funny, Bob. And let's do the clip on our James or the Reverend Sharpton, and this is his ghetto GPS. He might need it.
Think that your GPS really knows the streets? Get an Avoid Ghetto equipped GPS and avoid the places you don't want to go and the people you don't ever want to meet.
And Reverend Sharpton, you're gonna love this new GPS safety device we installed.
Yeah, I think safety is important, we much.
Yeah.
GPS, take me to my home.
Safety alert. Robbery, arson. Avoid ghetto.
Wow, that's pretty accurate. GPS, take me to MSNBC.
Avoid ghetto.
But that's in a nice neighborhood.
Drive by journalism. Low IQ. Avoid ghetto.
GPS, just take me to my church.
Tax evasion. Bad credit rating. Avoid ghetto.
GPS, you are a racist.
Don't you be hating on me.
I'm gonna tell Jesse Jackson about you.
That jive turkey ain't got no cred with me.
Uptown, downtown, or Chinatown. An Avoid Ghetto equipped GPS knows what's up.
Give me my keys back.
Avoid Ghetto, available at fine retailers outside the hood.
Avoid Ghetto.
That's a public service message from us right down here at KCNR. You might want to avoid the ghetto with your new ghetto GPS recommended by Reverend Sharpton. So we just got a couple minutes left, and, you know, we want to remind everybody that We the People radio will be on tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m., and they will have the guy on there. What was the guy's name again, Bob? I can't remember.
Dr. James Enstrom, from the former UCLA professor. He blew the whistle on a fellow faculty member for conflict of interest because that said faculty member was on the California Air Resources Board, and the data didn't wash. We'll get an update from him on how his appeal's going.
All right, very good. And also Monday night, 6 p.m. at Bonnie View Baptist, 2570 South Bonnie View, there will be Tom Basanko. I have a couple of questions here before we get to the end. Why do croutons come in airtight packages?
I give up.
Aren't they just stale bread anyway? If a pig loses its voice, is it disgruntled?
I believe so.
I think you're right. So, why is a person who plays the piano called a pianist and a person who drives a race car not called a racist?
I never thought of it that way.
All right, so we're not as funny as it sounded in rehearsal. So,
Lori says it's funny.
Okay, well, I'm glad Lori's enjoying it. Cause we're dying here. Okay, so solutions. You guys gotta get out there. You gotta get involved. You gotta start getting involved in local politics here because this is not gonna get any better and you better do your homework and it's time to do something. So how much time do we have left, Bob?
About 45 seconds.
About 45 seconds. So I'm just gonna go off my closing. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire, and State of Jefferson Radio, No Fear Radio, Sovereign Minds. There you have it.
Thanks to former We the People host Elizabeth Woodward for joining us in the chat room this morning. Hopefully she'll do the same tomorrow morning on We the People. Elizabeth, good luck with your new life.
I am just a simple man, working with my hands. Oh, believe.
Kurt and Ruth are next here at KCNR, Chats are ready.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More than 30,000 homes and businesses remain without power in Michigan. Another 4,000 in Maine a week after a massive ice storm. Utilities in Michigan expect power to be restored to most, anyway, by the end of the weekend. Kel Mosier's manager at the Ace Hardware store in Ortonville, where he says people were still trickling in yesterday to buy hot-selling items like plug-ins for generators.
We sold out everything we had, all the plugs we had. But we got in a fresh shipment today, and we tripled our order that we normally would get.
The crew's been working double shifts to try to get things back up and running. The Fresno County coroner in California has not identified two victims of a small aircraft that crashed near a downtown Fresno airport. National Transportation Safety Board investigator Josh Cothro.
I can confirm that following the accident, witnesses and wreckage signatures show that the aircraft was mostly consumed by a post-impact fire.
The Fresno Bee reporting that the Fresno County coroner, as of Friday, said there were no dental records.